This is a Podco original.
But I call Daniel with a prank, letting him know Lindsay and I had sex, like, you know.
And I was a supportive friend.
And he goes.
And Daniel goes, after some processing, what was funny was hearing Daniel go,
like, hey.
Hey, man. Hey, I mean.
You could hear him thinking about. You could hear him like thinking about the podcast, how's this going to work?
If you two did smash uglies and make a baby, what would that baby be like?
First of all, Daniel, we would smash pretties.
Yep. Smash pretties? You don't bump
uglies. They're gorgeous.
Uglies. Yep. Bump uglies.
No, yeah. Again, we'd bump beautifuls. Bump, I'm saying nothing ugly about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Okay. So y'all don't like that kinky stuff. Okay.
Don't talk about my balls like that, Lindsay.
Missionary.
I'm talking about my bad cave.
So if you guys performed missionary and then created a baby,
what would it be like?
What would it be like?
Welcome Jeez. Back to Ned's Declassified
Welcome
Podcast Survival
pod.
Guide. We got a little request for you. If you haven't, if you love our podcast and you haven't smashed that follow button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts yet, do it. What are you waiting for? Yeah.
And in a less condescending tone, we'd love for you to follow us so you can keep up on everything Ned's Declassified Pod.
I like the way you said it better.
And in a more condescending tone, we want this to be the number one podcast in the world, and we need your help. Don't wait.
You know that's not true.
Press the button now.
You know that you want Growing Up with Devin to be the number one podcast. Oh, yeah.
I want my podcast. In fact, go to my podcast page and smash follow. No, seriously, follow us on Spotify and Apple and leave us a little nice review. We want to take over the world. And honestly, if you want to ever see...
he just sprinkles that in there. We want to take over the world.
Awesome. And honestly, if you ever want to see Ned's Declassified back on screens, not just the podcast, I feel like we got to take over the podcast world first.
And it'll be after dark.
Ned's Declassified after
the podcast world. If we don't be successful in the podcast world, it'll have to be after dark.
This pod is already
after
dark.
We've some successes. Oh, and we've also reached some
dark. So we've reached success after dark in the light?
We've reached the gutter.
I mean.
Anyways, you should have had enough time during us bantering for you to do that.
Now let's get into it.
So, hey, guys, I have a surprise.
Surprise. I like surprises.
You guys know I make music.
Yes.
Right? Good Valley music. Yeah. We played Touching on episode whatever of the pod last year. It's a jam. Love that song. I am dropping some remixes of that song, and I got our very own Rob Pinkston, Coconut Head DJ Pinky, to do a remix.
Pinky on the beat. Oh, that's lit. That's lit.
Yeah. So, listeners at home, Rob Pinkston, the Coconut Head. He's actually been a DJ for probably 10 years, he's been like deep in the rave scene, and he's a big EDM boy. And so I asked if he would want to remix my song Touching, and he did, and it's incredible, and it's out now with some other remixes, but I'm gonna play it for you guys now. Are you ready?
Yes!
Oh, you, boom! Yes! You brought a boom
Come
box?
On,
I brought a literal boom box. Hey, JBL, shit's fire.
We need sponsorship,
JBL. That shit's fire.
Shit's fire. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. This episode is brought to you by Mood.
Hey, dude.
I'm here. Let's go. We got to do a thing, right?
Whoa.
You all right? We're going to do an ad, man.
What's up, buddy?
You all right, bud?
Kind of exhausted, guys, if I'm being honest.
What's going on?
Sound like you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just started that other pod and everything. Everybody's just been calling, been having to go here, there, and like everywhere. I can't get any sleep. I haven't slept in like days, man.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to say it shows, buddy.
It definitely does.
It definitely shows.
I got you, man. Just take a Mood sleepy gummy. I'm gonna set you right up.
Num, 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 num.
Mood?
Mood.
Mood.
Legal THC.
All right, dude.
It's gonna put you right out.
You need to get some sleep before you're arrested.
Yeah, you're a danger to society. Try it.
Pop the whole bag.
Try it.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order, plus a free THCA pre-roll. Go to hellomood.com, promo code NEDS. That's hellomood, MOOD.com, code NEDS for 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Thank you.
But after the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall,
I'm falling, the fall, I'm falling, the fall, I'm falling, the fall,
the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, the fall, you're back, you're back, you're back.
Fire.
I mean,
killed it.
I can't believe you two created that.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool getting remixes done because, like, I that's him. That's all him. Like, I sent him the files from my song, so all the broken up files, and he gets to make the choices on what to do with the remix.
That's dope.
And he fucking crushed that.
Yeah, wow. He nailed it. Patient. Just, he floated into it. The drop didn't come too early. Like,
no, he makes you feel the drop. So yeah, listeners at home, that's out now. Touching Remix, Good Valley Music.
Go and touch it and touch that like and subscribe button.
Check it out. Daniel, I just gotta say, that wig does something to you.
It was a thing. It was a thing, man.
You have a whole different energy with
Alter
the
ego.
Bob.
Alter ego, man.
You turn around with all of the honor of your mother, like I see it. You know what I'm saying? You are a proud woman.
I mean, you know? Yeah. I've been around a lot of proud women.
A lot of proud, strong women. And I literally see it. Once those wispy hairs start gracing your cheeks,
yeah,
you
that's
think,
the that's the part. Yeah. Yeah, man.
He has these bedroom eyes that he puts on too. That's like, what?
It's so true. Hey. It's so true.
Hey.
You become someone else in that wig and I like it.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna tell your girl. You want to see another? You want to see another
side?
Side,
a different
oh, she's gonna ask for that to be brought home because that's
like,
just
bring that wig back one time. And see what make that wig do? What that wig do?
That wig do?
We are rewatching an episode today. This isn't just a rave. This isn't just a Coconut Head rave. We are rewatching season 2.
Oh yes.
Episode 1B. I'm gonna give us the recap for Electives.
Oh, I can't wait.
Listeners at home, maybe you remember the episode, maybe you don't. Maybe you've never seen Ned's Declassified and you just come here to see the sexual tension between Lindsay and I. Who's to say?
Yep.
Who's to say?
Allow us to paint you a picture now, though.
Exactly. Mr. Monroe, Jim J. Bullock, comes into school. He announces that the school is going to be holding elective day, where the students will get to sample electives and pick which one they want to take. Ned, Mose, and Cookie all have different ideas for which elective to take so that they can have the same class together, right? It's an option for friends to be together, so they should pick the same one. Mm-hmm. But they've got different ideas. Cookie actually loves life science, which they took the last semester with Mr. Monroe, and he wants to stay with the baby. Mose wants to do wood shop for obvious reasons.
She likes the wood.
She loves wood. She's good with it.
Yep.
Ned... Ned wants to take cooking because he thinks it's an easy A and they'll get to eat that easy A. He says, I didn't get the straight A's my mom was looking for or the straight B's I was looking for, so I need an easy A.
You're going to eat that A, eh?
Eat it. Got to eat the A.
Eat that A.
Eat that A.
Got to eat that A.
Eat that A.
Perfect.
You can tell by the way he eats buttocks, he's a woman. No time to talk.
You can tell by the way he smashbox.
Hey. right. Insiders, guys, sorry.
YouTube just pulled us because they're like, that's the Bee Gees, I think. No, we changed it. It's parody, bitch. Okay, so then we go to test electives this whole episode. They go to test wood shop first. Chop Saw says, if you're here to get an easy A, you can head out the door right now. Ned and Cookie happily go to leave.
We out.
Moe's makes them stay. And then we get shenanigans in Woodshop, okay? Oh,
yeah. The baby gets cut in half.
Yeah, the bullies have a thing for the baby. They chop the baby in half. Zemo, instead of putting her nose solution in her nose, she puts wood glue in.
Elmer's
and it
glue.
Sticks to her nose. Ned sands chop saw's back.
Oh, right.
Painful. And at the end of that, Ned says, "My gut and chop saw's sanded back. Tell me I'm not going to get an A in Woodshop." So they go to try out other electives. Art class, Zemo still has wood glue in her nose. They don't like art class. Moe's refuses to try cooking, literally tackling Ned away from the cooking class door. They go to try choir.
What is up with that strong feeling towards cooking?
You know, Moe's...
she doesn't want to eat that A.
No, she don't want to eat the A.
I don't want to eat that A.
Eat it. You'll fucking try it.
It's your new
one time.
I remember tackling you. I was probably like, just like, oh, y'all tackling.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Mood.
Dip me. Oh my God.
Wow.
That was so forceful.
Right?
I like
it. I can push you around.
Dang.
Hey, dude.
I'm here. Skills, we got to do a thing, right?
Whoa.
You all right? We're going to do an ad, man.
What's up, buddy?
You all right, bud?
Kind of exhausted, guys, if I'm being honest.
What's going on?
It's not like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just started that other pod and everything. Everybody's just been calling, been having to go here, there, and like everywhere. I can't get any sleep. I haven't slept in like days, man.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to say it shows, buddy.
It definitely does.
It definitely shows.
I got you, man. Just take a Mood sleepy gummy. I'm going to set you right up.
Mood?
Mood.
Mood.
Legal THC.
All right, dude.
It's gonna put you right out.
You need to get some sleep before you're arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a danger to society. Try it.
Pop the whole bag.
Try it.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order plus a free THCA pre-roll. Go to hellomood.com, promo code NEDS. That's hellomood, MOOD.com, code NEDS for 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll.
I feel like Moe's didn't want, you know, she feels like cooking is the patriarchy. She feels like, I'm a woman and I will not cook.
And I won't.
I will rebel against the patriarchy.
I'll eat cereal for the rest of my fucking life.
Exactly. Right. I will eat out. And not know how to
eat
feed
that
mice.
A, eat that out.
Eat it out. Eat it out.
Good Lord.
And now we have Green Chef, though. So you in real life, you another ad.
And here, two.
Green Chef.
But you can
and
cook
factor.
At home with Green Chef.
All right. So they go to choir class. Coconut Head shreds some opera singing choir.
Oh,
right. And then runs out screaming with his arms over his head.
Because he scares himself about how good he is.
He's scared of his own talent.
Oh,
right?
His own potential. Isn't that a metaphor for us all?
Isn't it? Sometimes we're not scared of how poor we are. We're scared of how amazing we are.
We're scared of how rich we are. Look at those lined pockets.
All right. So then we have the scene where everyone's sitting at lunch trying to decide what elective to take. Mm-hmm. Cookie is trying to protect the baby from the bullies by sitting on it. Coconut Head gets made fun of for singing amazing, and he doesn't want to take choir because of it. Monroe tells them all they should take Life Science Extreme. The whole class asks, what's the extreme part? And he says, stop pressuring me. And it becomes a coke addict bird the way he normally does. You know, I love watching him.
Bro.
Hey, stop pressuring me.
Coke addict bird is perfect.
Yeah, a coke addicted bird. Okay, so Cookie just wants to do life science. They would have gotten an A in it if they hadn't have launched the baby with a
into
rocket
space, yeah.
With Gordy. Good times. Ned finally convinces them to try cooking. With a 50s type fantasy of three friends baking a friendship pie together.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun dude.
Just
the music
fun,
playing behind it, so lighthearted.
Just fun, cute moments. Yeah. So the fantasy gets juxtaposed with the reality, which is all these children are terrible at cooking.
Covered
They've
in wheat
blown
and dough.
Up yeah. the cooking classroom. They're covered in pie stuff. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a mess. And then Lonnie Love, our lunch lady. Has an amazing moment telling the kids the truth, which is there are no easy A's in life. Doing something right takes time and effort. Now, if you like cooking, it'll be easier for you to learn it. But if you don't, it's going to be hard. You know, we're getting to decision time. Cookie has to give the baby back. The bullies cry over it because they love torturing it. Then we get tips on choosing electives. Follow your heart. If you have an interest, do it. You can't go wrong choosing a great teacher if you don't know what elective to take. Ultimately, Mose goes to Woodshop because that's where she should be because she crushes Woodshop. So do it.
Yep.
And then the boys go to Life Science Extreme. And the episode ends with what's the extreme part again? And Monroe lets the entire class launch their babies with rockets. Space.
We started a trend. You catch more flies with shit than you do with honey.
You see?
I think I said that backwards.
That's a Mississippi.
Wait, do you think they'd actually be more attracted to shit than a pile of honey?
I think it's terrible. I think they would be more attracted to the shit.
Yeah. Right?
It's more pungent. Honey doesn't have a lot of aromas coming off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm attracting this audience with shit.
And I got that goopy honey.
You got that goopy honey?
You got that goopy honey?
A little love honey going on.
Goopy honey? Goopy?
Sometimes thicker than comfortable.
You have a way with words sometimes that just brings me so much joy. On that fucking David Alvarez video we did, the blind date.
You guys killed that. That was great.
Yeah. Classic. By the way, forever. Thanks for being.
I'm sorry.
I can't trust you again.
Hey, I would have given you the exact same response. No, if you called me and said, oh, yeah, Devin.
No.
Oh, yeah. I let him hit that. I would have been like, oh, you made his life, man. Oh, he was in heaven. I know
it.
He was swimming around in heaven. I know he was.
Thanks for being the sickest.
Oh my God. I was so mad at you. They cut out the decent part after that.
Listeners, if you haven't watched that video, please do. That's on David Alvarez's channel, Lindsay and I's Blind Date. It is so funny. But I called Daniel with a prank letting him know Lindsay and I had sex, like, you know.
And I was a supportive friend.
And he goes.
And Daniel goes, after some processing, what was funny was hearing Daniel go,
like, Hey, man.
Hey, I mean.
You could hear him thinking about. You could hear him like thinking about the podcast, how's this going to work? But then Daniel says.
True or false? Your first thought went to how is this going to happen? How is this going to work?
No. I mean, there was a lot to think about because we were talking about potentials with the show and maybe, yada, yada, yada. This might have ruined everything. But I got to support my boy, in the moment,
So then Daniel goes, hey, man. Did you say she was probably in heaven?
No. You answered her prayers.
You answered her prayers, man.
That's how you said it for a long time, man.
You
answered her prayers.
But then I told him, enjoy the high. And I was actually, I remember when you guys, were beautiful feelings you guys
they have
shared and still share.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, hey, if you guys two adults chose that moment to let it all hang out, then hey.
Yeah, basically in that YouTube, it's kind of like a truth or dare type blind date situation game that David Alvarez and Hunter March created called The Menu. Go watch the video. But the prompt was call your parents and tell them you're back together, which I wasn't going to do.
I love that you were so game to do it. Like, I accepted that challenge with no hesitation.
I know. I loved it. I just wasn't going to call.
Normally something I do.
I just wasn't going to call my mom.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. Also, it was like we were in LA. We were shooting that video at night. My mom was on the East Coast at the time. It was literally just like, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. You were down. It was great. I'm so glad you did. Because that response
was
beautiful.
That was a sweet response from
right?
Barb. Yeah.
Oh, mama.
Barb's amazing.
Support.
But then we got the opportunity to not call a parent, but rather call Daniel.
Yeah, they were like, okay, if you're not going to call a parent, we'll open up. You can call Daniel and tell him you guys just had sex. And I was like, oh, shit. That's
and I
fun.
Was super down for it because I was like, this will be funny.
But it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny, Daniel.
It was hilarious.
Can you tell him what a conniption I had once?
She got hot on set?
Yeah.
I had to
talk her down. She got hot because she was so exposed.
Fuck! Oh,
the truth.
Ew.
The truth came out. Uh-oh.
She got so seen that she felt vulnerable.
I wanna hurt you, but for the sake of our joint product, I won't.
Damn.
That was so fun, man. That video was so fun.
You gotta go there and do something with them.
Yeah.
Even if Daniel goes, you have a girlfriend
know,
or whatever.
Because
most
go
of
do
the stuff
blind,
they do is
it's,
like
it's all date
blind
stuff.
Date and like kind of raunchy with girls. I kind of liked that ours wasn't like so like their shit is a little bit raunchy sometimes.
Their shit's way more.
Yours
raunchy.
Was tasteful. It was tasteful, but hilarious, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
But y'all got a little bit of chemistry, man. And, some of those comments, people are, they're shipping.
I mean,
We
seriously,
know.
Man. You are my oldest and dearest friend.
Yeah.
You guys would have some funny kids, man. Some funny, funny, awesome kids. Funny, awesome kids. Like, just throwing that out there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I kind of got excited about the idea of having a...
We would make a kid that was so angry.
Oh. You know what I mean? Oh, at times. Yeah, you'd have to watch him. You'd have to help him control that.
Our kid would run hot.
That kid's running hot.
Damn.
Go from 0 to 100.
Yep.
Yeah.
Emotions.
A lot of passion.
A lot
in there
of emotions.
And then both of us would be learning at the same time our life lesson of like anger and like crying, sobbing. He'd be yelling.
It'd be so much.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, thanks to everyone out there who really was shipping Lindsay and I's pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I got excited. I thought I was going to be an uncle, man.
Yeah. Sorry, that was literally just from that video. Oh yeah, like that too for the listeners at home. If you didn't watch that video, that's where that pregnancy post came from.
Dude.
The funny thing with that was, so that was part of that video. We were there. That was just one of the prompts was like, post a video or post a photo on your story saying you and Lindsay are pregnant. I was like, oh sure. So I post that picture of little Ned 2024. And put my phone away, and then we make the video for like 2 more hours. I didn't realize that you guys at home, that we'd be fulfilling some childhood fantasy of yours, that it would bring you so much joy that you wouldn't question if it was real or not because it's on the fucking internet, and like, why would that be our announcement?
But can I be fair to you guys? Many of you were skeptical and did question it. But they were just excited.
They
were just excited.
Yeah, many were excited. I had people in my actual life who were like,
I love just burping on
Devin.
Here.
Who were like, congrats. And then some people who were like checking in. And I'm like,
did anyone say like, oh my God, he doesn't have his shit together. He's a musician, you know.
He's a flaky LA fuckboy.
No.
He's at raves all the time.
No. Everybody was just like, oh my gosh, congratulations. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is the most for a woman to be pregnant. That's the best thing she can do in this life.
No.
No, I know, Daniel. I'm being facetious.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's
pretty great though. Me.
Don't you dare.
Don't patronize me.
No, but you know, I think my family thinks I'm back on drugs.
Oh. Well,
and that actually makes me fucking laugh because if you just call me, you'd realize I wasn't. But
why? Because of just how you are?
Yes. And because like, oh, like she's doing this pregnancy thing and like the BJ thing and yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like, man, you had no idea when I was picture perfect on the fucking surface. You were like, you're amazing. Da, da, da. And I was high as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, when I'm just a little bit more myself, it's just so funny to me that you can't tell the difference between what is me and what isn't me. And the fucking thing is, you would double down on who isn't me way sooner than you would on who is me. So, yeah.
That's so interesting.
They asked my mom about it, and then that's why my mom was kind of like tripping out, because I know that they come to her with a lot of consternation and like tension, right? It's never just brought up in like a lighthearted way. Like, you know what I mean? I don't feel like it's that heavy of an issue to be like, you know what I mean? And if you'd known anything that's going on with my life, like, I don't know.
That's also so strange to me because knowing you how I know you, like, I know I can see and I know how well you're doing and that you're not on fucking drugs. Like, you're just a crazy, funny, like you're just a fucking maniac.
Right.
Like,
right.
But that's just. Like,
and
that's
when,
you.
When
that's
I
the
was
good
on
energy.
Drugs, it was like this glass,
dude,
weird, like,
exactly.
You know?
You weren't free-flowing, joking, having fun.
No.
No, dude. You were, like, fucking ranting about the fucking...
Right. Everything is serious.
Right.
Kind of, yeah.
Right. But
you were,
like,
ranting about the universe, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, this is you free and fun. Joking, casually talking about BJs and pregnancies.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't need drugs to get pregnant.
And it's like, are you going to hit... Wait, you guys, I'm getting hot.
Oh, it's happening.
And I was like, are you going to hit me up about the ones where I was like, hey, I was sexually harassed. Hey, I this, that, and other. No, you're just going to hit me up about these sensational ones that you think that I've taken a fucking left turn in my life again. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you don't actually care. You just want to like be like, yep, that I was right. Like, I don't feel like you care. Because if you cared, you would find a way to communicate with me and not just about me. You know? And, like, it's really something on my heart lately. Like, goddamn, letting go of these relationships as I used to see them, which was, like, you know, I had to, like, be all of these different things. And now that I'm just who I am, I'm, like, I can't be any of those other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I can just be this. Like, now that I've gotten a taste of how easy it is to just be yourself,
yeah.
I can't climb back into a box with my family. Yeah, come and join me here.
Right.
You know what
meet
I mean?
Me, but meet me where I'm at now.
I'm not going to, like, participate in this judgmental, like, you can't have your foot on my neck for my whole life for decisions that I made. You can't constantly be mourning the person that I could have been.
Yeah.
Like, that can't be constant.
Wow.
You know?
Mm. Yeah, I think that's what...
And that's how it turns on Nancy Glass.
No, that shit is so real, dude. Valid. I think, like, our families... If your family holds an idea of who you should be, how you're supposed to be, if they have a strong idea of what that is and that's different from who you actually are, like, that's one of the biggest probably tension points you can have in your life. Like, is freeing yourself, because your family is... Whether we like it or not, your family inherently is who you want validation from. Mm-hmm. Your family is who you want unconditional love from, right? The world will treat you conditionally, but your family is who you really just want them to, like, be like, hey, you're okay.
Yeah.
And if they don't, like, I that's the biggest pressure. Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel pressure from your familial expectations?
Not really. My family's been pretty good about being like, yeah, you know, hey, you are who you are. Yeah. You know, go explore the world and find out what this world is meant to be for you. We're different.
Was there friction when you started to kind of stop being such a Christian good boy?
Oh, no. Yeah, friction for sure, but more for safety. I think my parents just wanted me to be safe. Mm. It was never I'm going to judge you.
Got it.
It was like, hey, man, really consider what you're doing and, you know the trajectory that you're setting yourself on, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they always let me know, hey, we haven't experienced everything in the world, but some things aren't, you know, new. There's nothing new under the sun. Mm. So don't fall into these traps that do trap people. Like, they never pressured me about something that wasn't warranted. Like, you know, drugs are like, no, bad.
Yeah,
if you're doing
that,
we're going to, you know, strongly oppose it.
Mm. Yeah.
But anything about the person that I am, they were always, you know.
Yeah, you exploring, like, different ideas about the world and stuff. Because I feel like definitely in very religious families, when a kid wants to explore beyond that or try and discover other things about the world, like, there can be
a lot of rigidity
there. Yeah, a lot of pushback.
I did consider, like, you know, what my family back home would think.
Sure,
because
my parents
they were forward thinking enough to make a big leap from Baptist Christian Mississippi to Los Angeles, where you know you'll be inundated with all these different walks of life.
Sure.
They were never afraid of diversity or anything like that, though. So
yeah,
I appreciate them.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, my family, like, they definitely always supported me being me and having a career and thinking I had a shot at being an actor. And right. Like, they were always great with that. There was definitely some time like between adolescence and me really being a fucking adult where my parents would have different ideas about, like, how I should be making decisions or basically holding me to a standard that maybe I was at some point. Like, worried I'm not going to be...
Uh-huh.
Worried I'm not going to be okay out there on my own, right? Mm-hmm. And holding me to maybe where I was at when I was a teenager.
Right.
Like, so coming down on me for decisions I was making or choices and kind of that kind of passive but guilty judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, I had to draw the boundary with my mom a few times, and honestly it made our relationship so much better. Was a couple times I had to push back, and it wasn't always the cleanest, it wasn't always the calmest.
I know,
right?
Yeah.
It's a trigger point, so it wasn't always me being like, hey mom, that's a boundary of mine, I love you so much. No, it would come out like, mom, fucking stop it. sorry to our audio engineer.
It's still alive in there.
Listen, the volume came from my mom, but
true.
Flashback.
But there was a couple times I had to push back on, like, hey, I'm not making these decisions flippantly. Like, I have thought them through. I just arrived to a different answer than you did.
Right.
And I have to see this out. That's how I'll learn.
Right.
Like, you have to let me make my own decisions. That's how I'm going to become who I am.
Right.
And I had to remind her, and by the way, your voice is permanently in my fucking brain, yeah. by the way. So yeah. if you think I haven't considered your position,
yeah.
I can't get it out of my head.
Yes. That's hilarious.
And once that finally landed with my mom, she was like, cool.
All right.
It was like that happened like 3 times. And then honestly, our relationship expanded because once she could let me kind of do my own thing, even if she's got ideas about it.
Yeah.
We had a better relationship.
Could actually interact yeah. in present time.
We could be present adults together talking
about
our lives.
What a fucking concept, right?
Yeah. Wild. Yeah. That's like a huge transition. I think plenty of people never even get to that point that I got to with my mom. It's constant guilt, shame, should, supposed to. Some people are two different people with their family than they are actually, right? They become like a different...
Yeah.
They mold back into their, like, whatever their family wants them to be, right?
Do
you know
what I
mean?
I did for, like, a long time. Like, a long time. I would try to impress them when I went back there with, like, oh, my God, I'll do the ditch. Like, I'll be everything that you find valuable, you know?
Yeah.
And... that was like none of myself. And then my uncle would be like, you know, you act like different. Like you just tell people what you want to hear. And it's like, yeah, because I turn back into a complete people pleaser when I'm back here.
Right.
Because I can feel your judgment even when I do something right. It's like not enough. When you do work, you work hard. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Man. Not everybody is going to make money by the sweat of their fucking brow, dude. You know? Dang. It's like, I'm so sorry that you like, are upset with, I don't know, whatever.
Right, your whole life.
Your whole fucking choice, life, and anybody who doesn't live like that, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. The resentment is just so real.
Yeah.
That's tough. And you know, I do find myself doing that too with like family, but I almost am okay with it. Like when I do go home, you know, I do want to wash every dish in the sink to make it seem like, okay, when I show up, I'm going to leave things better than, you
which,
know.
Yeah, I'm down with that too. If the in-between connective tissue felt better.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. Like, exactly. Like it's not just like enjoyed. It's not that it's not recognized, but it's just not like, I don't know. Just like nothing is recognized as me trying to be there. Mm-hmm. Not like acknowledged. I just mean like it's always negativity. It's never just like, oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an inherent baseline kind of judgment.
It's
that
expected.
You should be
it's expected.
Than
yes.
Than you are.
Anything that I try to do, go above and beyond, it's expected. And then somehow I'm not doing enough. Like, why weren't you up in time for this? Why?
Always trying to beat those expectations. Yeah.
And I'm just like, you guys got to stop
that
every hour of the day.
That is the harshest form of love. I mean, it's judgment, obviously, but like, even with a partner or with a friend I've found in my life, if I start loving someone, let's say, they can be a friend. But then I decide somewhere in me that I need them to be different than they are.
Oh, yeah.
I've learned like either drop that mentality or don't be around them.
Move
like
on,
if you need to impose that, hey, you need to actually be different than you inherently are.
Yeah, no,
that's the fucking worst. What? That's the
worst.
It's not
mutually beneficial.
No, that's going to be constant tension and awfulness.
Yep.
Yikes.
Wow. Yeah. And they all run on Dunkin', so you know what I mean? They all run on that shit.
Dunkin' Donuts?
It's the same program.
I feel like listeners at home will resonate with this. I have found in my life there are different types of families that we come from, and I feel lucky. All families are dysfunctional, first of all, but I feel lucky that like my family, my extended family, the dysfunction is there. Everyone's got their shit. We all have our problems. There's chaos sometimes. But there's this underlying, like the connective tissue that you talked about. What my family has, the connective tissue is warm and it's love on both sides of my family. There's like this connective warmth and love. I feel like yours is the same, Dan. And I know so many families don't have that. I hear how people talk about their families and I'm like, there's this coldness. There's this cold, like... Yeah. Aunts and uncles that don't speak to each other
animosity,
at all.
Where I'm at with at least the way our families interacted from since I've been a child, it's like there's no time for animosity. There are people in the world who actually hate your guts. These people should be, you know, this should be where you feel safe and free to find out what being a human means to you without judgment. Because there are people who might really want harm for you, but this, it should never be antagonism in this
or
energy.
Competition or like or anything. Yes.
Yeah, screw that.
The weird competition that's there. I don't know if it's like a thing with women more. I'm not sure like if men have it, but like with my aunts and my mom and like everything, there's this weird constant game that isn't fun to play.
And we're not all running the same race.
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly. Why are
and
you
competition
holding you
in family
done?
Is crazy. Yeah, no, it's
wild.
Crazy.
Wild.
But you go back in history and you find like there's some crazy family feuds like within
Cain and Abel.
Well, there you go.
I mean, some of the deepest feuds are family because it's so fucking personal.
Yeah, I mean, it still moves me to this emotion because, like, I do care. Like, I really, I care in a way that's like, I wish that we could coexist. Like, I care about you, but I care about me now too. Yeah. You know. But it is frustrating because it's not like I don't want to be a cold person.
Right.
I'd love to show you like who I am and how much better I fucking feel and that everything you did wasn't for nothing. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it didn't happen in the timeline it happened for you. And like, you won't hear me out on certain things. So like, it can't be that. I'm not going to backpedal and just like put myself down just to like, I don't know. I don't know what you want from me, but I'm not. I'll meet you here, but I'm not going to meet you on my knees.
I was just going to say that thing. Also, the way back from, I mean, you probably did some things to upset them.
Absolutely.
Back when, you know, right? You've been doing so much better. When you actually want to make amends with someone in life or move forward or create a new moment, like you have to meet each other. Even if someone fucking wronged you, but you're going to give them another shot, you have to actually give them a space to be that. Not you need to constantly come to me in on your knees apologizing. Yeah. Like that's not how
a
you move
slate.
Forward.
Yeah.
That's
let
not how
you
move
in forward.
This new skin. Yeah.
Yeah. That's rough, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some
that was
shit.
Nice. That was nice.
Family. Yeah. Yeah. It's therapeutic
that's
to talk
shit.
About family.
I'm so grateful. Like every time I don't get to see my family a lot. Like we've always been very removed. Like, you know, my immediate family, I was the only one in my family from Georgia, from Atlanta. Rest of our family was in Pennsylvania. And so I don't get to see them often. But when I do, I'm always so grateful because it's that thing of like the rest of the world is we inherently have each other's backs, at least on a just like a blood level. It's like it's like I got you. Like we've been around each other. My cousins. I love my cousins since we were fucking kids.
I get
like
inspiration
I love you
from being around these people. And I'm like, oh, I see my features in you. Like, okay, we have some of the same like inherent like comedy styles. Like I don't know, it's just shared experience and then also like you say, blood. It's a beautiful thing. It should be a beautiful thing, and I mean a testament to just to survival over all these millennia. You know, this lineage has survived.
Exactly.
We should be proud to be here together in the same space.
I mean, I'm so grateful some of my family is procreating because I'm nowhere close, so at least they're keeping the bloodline alive.
Absolutely.
You know?
And it's so nice to have young people around your functions, like your family functions.
Oh, yeah,
something
yeah.
changes
remind you
when there's
love in
nobody
the world,
below like, XYZ. Remind you that of this innocent, new, nothing, not everything so jaded. Like,
But okay, so guys, if you two did smash uglies and make a baby, what would that baby be like?
First of all, Daniel, we would smash pretties.
Yep.
Smash pretties? You don't bump
uglies. They're gorgeous.
Uglies. Yep. Bump uglies.
No, again, we'd bump beautifuls.
Bump
I'm saying nothing ugly about it.
Okay. Well, okay. So y'all don't like that kinky stuff. Okay.
Don't talk about my balls like that, Lindsay.
Missionary.
I'm talking about my bad cave.
So if you guys performed missionary and then created a baby,
what would it be like?
What would it be like?
Outspoken and angry. Super funny, though.
So funny.
So funny.
But so emotional.
Vain. Oh my gosh. Actually, I think maybe we'd pour so much emotion into it, it would be
explode.
Like Daniel.
It would go like the other way.
Just be like nothing.
Oh,
like, mom, dad,
too.
You're fucking crazy.
But yeah, just like nihilistic, like no belief, no. But like that cool kid who would like paint his nails and be like, mom and dad, you suck, but I love you. You know what I mean?
You suck, but I love you.
Right?
Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'd help him paint his nails. Her.
Is that the one thing you want
them,
to do?
Them.
Them?
They'd be angry. That's all I know.
Yeah. That'd be fun, man. That'd be crazy.
I feel like it would all, like, they would also feel like they, like a Greta Thunberg, feel like they were like, I don't know,
they
had a mission.
The world.
Had a fucking mission.
Oh,
yeah.
Devin
world,
has
you know?
His missions. He picks you a know? Mission every yeah. every now and again.
Yeah. And so does Linz. That's why it would be, it would be a thing. They'd be up on their high
My
horse
mission
for sure.
Is anarchy. Okay, it would be so hard because
that kid would be confused. That kid would be very confused.
Oh, a president or a rebel leader?
You would need to step in and really guide this.
We would need Uncle Dan. We need Uncle Dan for sure.
The ways.
But we'd have to have multiple kids because I'm just not in support of only children.
Oh yeah, no, don't like those guys.
Did your sister talk you into that?
No, no, my sister and I just agree on that. That's why I love that she said it to you.
They're freaking weirdos.
I'm sorry, listeners at home. Only children, you're fucked up. I fucked up.
No.
You never learn to share life, okay?
That's wild.
You're fucked up, kids. You got to learn how to share. You got to learn that it's not all about you.
Dude, the baby names that people sent in when I posted videos about you guys potentially
what they said?
One that I loved was Nemo. Hey, listen, it's a mix of Ned and Moe's.
Oh, that's actually fire.
Nemo.
Wait, that's actually fire.
Nemo.
Nemo?
Yeah.
Is
Nemo
that,
is Nemo's, actually super cute.
Nemo yeah. Werkheiser is actually
yeah.
pretty fire.
Nemo Werkheiser.
You're taking my last name.
It's going to be hyphenate.
You're taking my last name.
Schwerkheiser.
You're taking my last name.
Schwerkheiser.
Schwerkheiser. Nemo's actually kind of fire.
Nemo's kind of lit.
Nemo was great. And you've named babies, so you
Oh,
you
I
know.
Got to name my niece, my latest niece, my brother's latest daughter. I got to name her.
And what'd you name her?
I named her Aspen.
Ooh, what a cute ass name, bro.
Cheek.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
You got ass your baby name. Luna.
I got baby Luna. I got Luna. Luna's cute as hell. Oh. Luna Marie.
Oh.
Luna
cutest
Marie.
Little baby.
It's
That's
Bitter
my
Moon.
Niece. What?
Moon?
Marie is bitter?
No.
Marie is bitter?
Bitter Moon.
Marie is bitter?
Marie is bitter.
Well. Marie means bitter?
Marie means bitter.
Why?
Should we fact check it? I
what
trust
do you mean,
her.
Why?
I trust her.
That's like, why does light create light? Like, what?
That's your middle name, right?
So that's
so you
know all the it. All the validation you
Lindsay
need.
Lindsay Bitter Shaw. Lindsay fucking bitter ass Shaw.
Well, you know, I see there are some alcohol bitters called Marie Laveau.
Like, that just doesn't make
bitters.
Sense to me because Marie is like such a Catholic Christian
Tell me
name.
What Marie means.
Oh.
Could also
okay.
mean beloved,
but
rebellious.
It could all, why would bitter be just
of
be in
the
there?
Sea.
Why would
see
they just
Mar,
what,
yeah,
like
Mar.
Bitter?
Love is bitter sometimes,
right?
Isn't it?
But like, Most why would it be man. Beloved and bitter? Like, you would have told me that that's not true. That there is no way the definition could hold both of those, and then it does.
We're all learning.
That's a podcast, guys.
Hey, thanks
so
for coming out.
My tip for
you got one
today is, you will have a lot of time to hopefully hang out with your friends outside of school or in like PE something whatever. Make this elective something that you're learning for yourself. Do it for yourself. It's just an hour outside of your friends. Pick something you want to do.
I love that you gave a tip on choosing electives.
When we don't choose electives anymore.
I feel like none of our audience is still in school.
I mean,
listen, I loved it.
We're trying to reach younger demographics, man.
We can't go. There's literally no losing here. But I just love that you
listen,
went for a
listen,
pure
listen,
school
listen,
tip.
Listen, listen, listen. It's a microcosm of life. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to the strip club. Go to the fucking library if that's what
hey.
You want to do.
Hey, my
okay?
guy.
Okay.
Or go to the strip club.
Hey, you got
go
options.
Go to the library in the strip club. Wouldn't hey. That be interesting?
No.
The DD that you brought could sit in the library while you're getting sloshed watching lips flap in the other room.
Hey.
What's your
flap
tip,
those
Daniel?
Lips. Flap my those tip. Lips. Flap those lips. My tip would be...
Eat that A.
Eat that A. No. You guys don't have to go where your friends go, you know? And if your friends are constantly...
Kind of our audience has friends.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh. But for the audience members who do have friends, unlike us, you know, you don't have to go where your friends go. And if your friends are constantly going to places that you don't like to go, maybe those people aren't your friends and there's a better tribe out there for you. So,
harsh reality.
Elect to do what you like doing and don't get caught up in what other people want you to do.
My tippy. Is follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple. No, my tip is you need to decide what your family's expectations are of you and decide if that's in line with how you want to feel and who you want to be and what you want to do in your life, right? Mm-hmm. And if you look at that dynamic and you come to the realization that your family has an unfair or just something that's not aligned with you, if they have ideas about you that you don't hold, try and free yourself from those expectations without resenting them. Just set yourself free.
You'll know once you surpass the resentment that
you're free.
Yeah.
That like you've done it.
Yeah.
That's the trick. Yeah. Like, is doing it without needing to fucking rage at them. Just give yourself permission to let it go and be who, know that you're being who you need to be, right?
Yeah. And like not needing their journey. Validation about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, that is the transition from adolescence to adulthood. Like when you can be in that place where you know, I'm doing the best I can in my adult life, and you stay there without letting your family fucking knock you off balance and you just stay consistent, after a while, they're going to have to meet you where you are. Listen, also, go stream the Touching remixes. Love you. See you next week, guys.
Peace.
Yeah! Thanks for watching this week's episode.
Special shout out.
Is it time for
Super Friends Dance?
Thank you for being patrons.
We love you.
Special shout out. Thanks for making this this podcast possible. Go to patreon.com/nedspod if you want more from us and to support us. We love you.
Love
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye.